For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. A group of both liberal and conservative-leaning Utah residents have announced the formation of Village Square Salt Lake City, a forum to bring communities together across socio-political divides. The group is hosting its inaugural event on Thursday evening with a dinner and discussion on sexual orientation and faith conflicts. Village Square originally started in Tallahassee, Florida, nearly 8 years ago. Jacob Hess is director of the new Salt Lake City chapter. He joined us earlier in the KUER studios. I asked him why he thought Utah needed a Village Square. He started with a personal story.
I went out to graduate school at the University of Illinois in a very liberal, progressive psychology department, and I'm a Utah Mormon boy. And it was initially quite an experience to be immersed in another culture. And I came with the same kind of stories that many conservatives do about those liberals who are destroying the country. And then I went to school with them. My brother passed away the second year of graduate school. I was surrounded by classmates and colleagues who mourned with me and loved me and embraced me. My lesbian professor became my dissertation chair. And something shifted for me, not conceptually, not like, oh, I was converted, now I'm progressive, like all the other enlightened people. You know, I'm still conservative in many ways, fundamentally. But there is something that changed on the heart level where I lost my fear of the differences. I came away from all this just feeling like, this has been such a transformative thing for me. There's got to be a way for others to enjoy this. So that's what led me to the Village Square.
So the idea is to bring people together with very different ideas or worldviews for a real discussion. When you practice this kind of dialogue, what kind of impact has it had on you personally?
I think the biggest change is losing fear of the divides, like the Mormon non-Mormon divide, or the Mormon ex-Mormon divide, or the liberal conservative divide. I relish opportunities to sit with my transgender neighbor and my neighbor who's left the Mormon church and is really angry about it. I actually started to listen to them and like hear them out, not as step two in a five-step process to try to get someone back to church, but as just like an experiment, a little social experiment to say, do I really understand? I don't think I understand. I don't think I really understand why my friend who used to teach me in the MTC is so angry. And so I've done that, and it's so powerful.
So what would you say are the barriers to having this kind of dialogue?
Too often dialogue is seen as a scary thing and even a dangerous thing, something that could make you change your mind. And it's true. There is a risk you might learn something. Whereas if we're just bashing our heads in with debate, the biggest thing that usually emerges is we just come away more convinced of what we already believe. That's probably one of the biggest challenges, is the idea that we already know it. We already know those people. You know, I watch Bill O'Reilly. I know those liberals, you know? So never mind actually talking to my liberal neighbor down the street, because I watch a nightly little injection of the truth about liberals. And I read the Huffington Post and watch Rachel Maddow. And so why would I need to talk to those ignorant? And so this idea of actually meeting face to face is actually becoming more and more radical. You know, it's hard to find places where it happens a lot. In Utah, we see examples of like-minded people gathering with other like-minded people. This siloing in America, where we see statistical evidence of a literal homogenization happening, where we're clustering. And now we can get our news in a tribalized way. We can say, oh, that's not what I believe. I'm going to go to this news source.
What's at stake here if we don't change our ways, do you think?
Across all traditions, including scientific tradition, we know that stewing in our anger is unhealthy. It actually hurts the brain. It hurts our emotional health. So it's partly about detoxing from that. And I know people who live for years with, you know, seething about those Mormons that dominate the community. And, you know, we have real things to talk about. And so there really is a sense that we do need to figure some stuff out. This isn't just about getting together to talk. And that's another concern people have, is why would you just talk? What's the use of that? If we can't actually come together and hear each other out across differences, the problem solving that goes on is going to be qualitatively different, I believe. But hear each other out. What happens for me when that takes place? New insight emerges that neither side had before. And that is just almost a magical experience.
Jacob Hess is director of Village Square Salt Lake City. The kickoff event takes place Thursday evening at Salt Lake Acting Company. More information is available at villagesquareutah.org.